Social and Health Institute.
We want only healthy and skilled people. People who become more skilled by the day. Industry has great tasks in humanity. It cannot need cast-off people to fulfill them.
We are now standing on the site of the former Social and Health Institute building. A central clinic was set up here in 1932 for the factory's employees, as well as various counseling centers engaged in hygiene and curative work, such as in the fight against tuberculosis and typhoid fever. A counseling center was set up here for sports people, for mothers and infants, for diabetics. The Czech Red Cross and the School Dental Institute were housed here. At its time, this was a unique example of thorough preventative care. After all, in Zlín it was understood that investment in prevention was more economical than later dealing with the consequences of an epidemic, for instance. The building also housed the medical registry from 1933, and regular health checks were introduced for all employees. New employees were monitored to see if they were prone to illness, and existing staff were checked for any sign of an occupational illness. Depending on their state of health, each employee was evaluated and, if necessary, monitored more closely. This effectively excluded unsuitable job applicants, while existing employees could be reassigned in plenty of time. Information about employees' health, together with the results of scientific tests on their manual dexterity and intelligence, was an important guideline when rationalizing the selection and placement of each employee. By 1938, the medical registry contained some 60,000 records.